Hi, everyone, and welcome to Vanderpump Rules Party. I'm Holly Borquez.
I'm Sarah C.
And we're back with episode 2 of season 7 called Hope and Something.
Hope and Faith. Hope and Faith. Hope
and Faith. That's funny.
James was right at the end. He's like, I'm a fucking star. He's like, well, he really was this episode. He was the star of the episode.
I already feel like out of the first 2 episodes, if he was not there, I don't see where our comedy relief is coming from. Because it's not coming from Brittany's laugh. It's not coming from her yelling, I'm engaged. It's James. It just is.
100%. So, I just want to point out one quick thing on Pandora for you guys that don't really follow social media. Pandora clapped back to Sandoval's comments from last week about, like,
since when is Pandora mixologist? Like, when does she ever work behind the bar?
So she tweeted back and she's like, oh, I haven't bartended. That's news to me. I'm also a certified specialist of wine and spirits. And own a liquor company and have created cocktails for over 15 magazines. Also, I worked alongside one of the best mixologists in the U.S., but keep making excuses. Like, damn.
Yeah. And then Lisa retweeted it. Do you see
that? Yeah. Well, and I did. Remember, I ran into her and Jason and Las Vegas, and they were going from, because I was kind of following them. No, I passed by them. I was like, so then I turned around and I was just watching what they were doing, and they were going and like researching all the restaurants. This was at the Venetian. So you could kind of tell like they were trying to do their market research of where like their wine might, you know, work or that sort of thing. So they're out there working, not getting shwasted, Tom and Tom. But anyways, in other news, I have not listened to Stassi's podcast, but Holly just fired off some highlights and played a couple snippets. And the Facebook group, you guys, if you aren't in it, join our Facebook group, Vanderpump Rules Party, is popping off about that. So what are your thoughts?
Okay, first I want to address the Facebook group too. If you haven't joined the Facebook group, please join. And I just want to say, we haven't created rules in that Facebook group just because I don't want there to be rules. I want everyone to be kind, and I want everyone to be able to express their opinions, and I want us to just be respectful. Those are, I feel like, what the rules should be. Maybe we should just put that into writing, but I don't mind when someone has an opinion that isn't popular with the group. I love that we can all share it. So with that being said, I know that, you know, there's times I get offended when I see what people write and I just move on. So I know there was like a little scuffle in there today, and I didn't jump in, and some of our listeners did. So you guys, I appreciate that. I mean, like when that was popping off, like I was literally like volunteering at preschool, and I just can't get on my phone and like referee something. So it's hard. We probably need to get some moderators or something. I don't know. If you guys feel like we really need that, message us and let us know. But I think everyone kind of regulates themselves.
I don't see problems very often at all.
Yeah. And you know what? Like, I was so impressed with how the group worked through it today. So basically what the post started with was there was some comments about Stassi's latest podcast where she had Katie on, and they were discussing their trip to Turkey. And basically the opinion was kind of that, you know, they listened to the podcast and were kind of appalled by the way that Stassi behaved. And then there was some comments saying, you know, why do you care to comment if you don't like her or something like that? Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't feel like I could weigh in because I hadn't listened to the podcast yet, but I listened today, and you guys, I am so fired up about this. I've listened to it like 3 times. I made Chad listen to it. I just played some for Sarah, and I was just so grossed out by the way that they were talking about this trip. Now, I don't know any of the details of it. I don't know how much they got paid. I don't know who put this on and what capacity they wanted Katie and Stassi involved in this. But I don't even know where to start. So basically what happened was they're describing this quote unquote influencer trip that they went on. Now, when I heard that they were going on this trip as influencers, I kind of LOL'd because I personally don't view them as influencers.
Right.
I just don't. Stassi's content, I don't really see her as an influencer. I don't follow her to find out like what product she's using, because when you ask her, she doesn't answer. And I don't you know, like, it's true, like someone will be like, Stassi, what kind of boots are those? She doesn't answer, someone else will answer for her. And that's what an influencer is. You want to know what they're wearing and they share with you, they engage with their with their watchers. What's the right word? Anyway, so, and Katie, I'm not even going to get into Katie, but so I was just super offended because they kept making fun of what influencers do, and they were specifically saying Instagram influencers, but I imagine that there's some YouTube involved too. And as a big fan of YouTube influencers and Instagram influencers, I was just, they were making fun of like how inauthentic they were, how they always have their phone in their face and stuff like that. And I don't know, like right away that just rubbed me the wrong way, because it's like, wait, like they got invited to go on this trip. And so this company, I'm sure, is hoping that they go on their phone and plug them as much as they can. That's why they were gifted a first class trip to Turkey. And so I don't know, they were talking about how they kept to themselves and how they didn't say hi, and how just, it was just rubbing me the wrong way. And the overall thing that I just couldn't get over is, let's think about what Stassi and Katie do as reality TV stars. Okay, let's not even call them influencers. Let's call them what they are. They're reality TV actors. Now, they have invited us in to their lives to watch them on TV season after season. They've said, come watch our real lives. We are not scripted. This is our real life. So right there, like, that could be considered a little bit vain and a little bit, I don't know.
Like, we're so interesting. We have a film crew film us 24/7 because everyone would want to see what we're doing.
And then like, and then comparing that to like a real actor, you know, a real actor would say like, okay, like I'm playing the character of Emily this, you know, in this movie, and this is what I do at the movies. But when I go home, I'm myself. These people are saying, Stassi and Katie are saying, we are, no, this is our character. This is who we are. These are our friends. Like, I just think there's like a different level of where they are in their head. It's almost
self-importance
and almost like lying to themselves and to us because they, I mean, we've seen, like, Kristen even said in tonight's episode, like, she wants to keep her circle small. She doesn't want to let anyone in. Like, they're very protective of what they show. And Jax has lashed out and said that we don't see everything, that we can't comment on them because we don't know everything. Like, we're
5% of our lives.
We're just the stupid viewers. So I don't know who I would rather watch, if I'd rather watch like this scripted reality show, or if I'd rather watch an influencer that's telling me that they enjoy a double tree breakfast in Turkey. Also, I was it was bothering me that Stassi kept putting down that it was a double tree continental breakfast. Like, that's like something that's like less than a breakfast at like the Belmont,
right?
You know, it was, I don't know, there was just, and I don't know, you guys let me know what you think. Did you feel like that? What did you think about the podcast?
It's so hypocritical, and they're not getting the parallel to themselves. Like, when they were ripping on, when we got off the plane, like, they're all, like, their phones are up, and they're, I'm like, well, good, because I would rather watch them showing shots of Turkey in Istanbul than you and your fucking dogs or Bo's ram shirts. And
exactly,
like, your content is so fascinating and riveting. It's like, I'd rather see Istanbul.
And then they kind of like catch themselves, and they're like, you know, I mean, we appreciate your hustle. Well, Sarah and I can also comment on that and say, well, Stassi and Katie, we appreciate your hustle on Vanderpump Rules, because we've been at Sir when you should be, you know, being yourselves, yet there's a full-on film crew with you and you're redoing your shots over and over and over. Yeah. And we're not supposed to comment on that because it's real.
Yeah.
But it's just, you know, and because Katie was kind of saying, like, it's just weird to see it happen in person. It's just so weird. Well, it's weird to see your show happen too, because it's very scripted and fake. Sorry.
Yeah. And just, and to rip on the fact that they, influencers, do Instagram ads or whatnot, it's like, I didn't listen to this week's Stassi, but the last two that I've listened to had like 20 different ads in them. So I don't see how 20 ads in a podcast is any different than an Instagram plug.
No.
It's like, what, are you just stupid? How is that not inauthentic, as Katie said? She's like, oh, all these influencers are inauthentic with these, they're selling out with all these ads. It's like, well, then Stassi's not. How do you know? How do you know they're inauthentic? How do you know that Robbie Hayes isn't eating HelloFresh? Like, how do you know that? Like, you're just judging.
And also, it's like, it's about like who their audience is. You know, like maybe their audience is very interested in what they're doing. Is Stassi's audience interested in that? Katie, is your audience interested in that? Like, she said over and over that she, when everyone else was holding up their phone, she didn't feel the need to. Well, maybe like her audience isn't into that, you know, which I don't think they are.
Well, I honestly, I never see her IG story, because usually by the time it gets to that, I'm like, yeah, I'm not really interested.
I don't ever watch hers either.
And then the times I have, like if it's just gone right into it, it's like boring.
Yeah, it's usually her dogs or something.
They're all Brittany's, Stassi's, Kristen's. It's all dogs all the time. I'm just bored.
Yeah. Anyway, so sorry that I just ranted about that, but it was really bothering me.
I love dogs and animals, but I just don't need 50 stories in a row.
So the other thing that we had going on was Jax went on a couple of more rants this week. He went after Sheena today. Did you see that?
No.
Yeah, so he went on a couple podcasts since he was doing, you know, all of his touring in New York and everything. And he said some stuff about Sheena. So Sheena addressed him and he, you know, got angry again. And he's like, well, I guess next time I get asked something in an interview, I just won't answer because I don't care about you. I'm busy planning a wedding.
Are you serious?
Yeah. And he is, you know, spelling patience wrong again. He still didn't learn his lesson with that.
What did he say about her that she clapped, or what did she clap back with?
Let me read it to you. He said, shoot, I didn't screenshot it.
That's okay. I can. Was that on Twitter?
Okay, so someone wrote, Stassi, Laura Lee, Tiffany, Carmen, Brittany, Sheena is allowed to have fun and see other guys. Doesn't mean she's blah, blah, blah. So basically, Jax made some comment about Sheena, you know, dating around, right, or whatever.
Yeah.
And Jax is like, that wasn't the question. I don't give a fuck who the hell she dates. Not my life, not my problem or my business.
Why are you talking about it?
If I am asked, I will give my opinion on the 10 times I have seen her in the last year. That's my job. Otherwise, whatever, bro. God. And then he said, I honestly have zero patience, spelled the wrong way, for this high school back and forth shit. I should have said, I don't know, I'm too busy getting married, setting up a few businesses, and planning my future with my fiance. Period. My bad.
He sure has changed. It's so apparent. You can just see it.
And then someone like sends a nice tweet to him and says, finally catching up on Vanderpump Rules. I feel so bad for Jax Taylor sometimes. And he said, don't. I'm doing just fine. But thank you.
Yeah, like we're supposed to believe when he's like, yeah, the money's running low. It's like, well, not according to your tweets, because you're always yelling at everyone how I have more than enough money for the rest of my life. Like, he says that so many times.
And then another one is like, to be honest, we have such bigger things going on. This crap is so stupid. Who honestly cares? Yeah. So then Sheena.
I'm so upset.
Sheena, shoot, I wish I had her. She had two clapbacks. But she said, for the record, I'm single. I haven't had a boyfriend or seriously even, quote, dated someone since Rob. No one can hang a TV quick enough for me, I guess. LOL. Enjoy a new episode of Pump Rules tonight. Hashtag I love Mondays. Mm-hmm. And then Jax said all those tweets. And she said, not trying to fight with you, boo. I'm just making a statement as well.
Yeah.
Adam is my best friend and we know what our relationship is. Max B, in parentheses, not Lisa's son, and I went on a few dates. Nothing serious. I'm not dating him. There's no going back and forth. And then she spelled fourth correctly because Jack spelled it incorrectly. But, you know, I'm glad that Sheena stood up for herself against Jax. And yeah. I think it's shitty how he's trying to call out how he hasn't seen her, you know, but 10 times while they were filming.
Well, she was like gone January through May in Vegas at her show. Did he even go to her show?
I don't think so. No, they were golfing and shit, didn't they?
Oh, yes, yes. I think so. Oh, yeah, because he made a big problem out of that.
Yes. Oh, yeah, because he didn't want to go back to, like, the show and, yeah, and pissed he's
like,
her off.
Oh, just because, like, she's using me because she wants to get, like, red carpet moments or, like, paparazzi.
Yeah, she wants to, like, tweet that he's going to be there or something. Yeah. Like, he's such a big draw.
Right.
Ugh. So,
he's changed, y'all. It's so clear.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'll have to get into that. Like, you know, I really don't want to, like, go there and address, like, the dad situation, but I'm getting really tired of this, of him milking this over and over and over. It's just when clearly it's all bullshit anyways, you know. That would be amazing if something like that impacted you and had such a change, but it's bullshit. You haven't. If anything, you've gotten worse. So stop using this. It's just gross to me. Like, you're using this to propel yourself. And even if it was true or not, I still think it's gross. If he really did change, he keeps talking about it. I don't know. It just feels like he's using the situation, but whatever. We'll get there.
Yeah. I am working on a Jax diss track. I really think that we need to put something out to remind all the Vanderpump Rules viewers why we hate Jax. It just needs to be done. We cannot forget what he has done and let him just, like, bulldoze through this. It's just, I won't let it happen.
Well, like, everything they're all bringing up against James, Jax has done, but has done 10 times more, or probably 100 times more.
So I have this, like, vision of, like, what the music video would look like, and, like, dreaming my biggest dream, like, anything can happen. No one will say no to me. I just, like, have this dream that, like, we have like a some sort of car where the suicide doors open, right? Like, mm-hmm. a Ferrari or a, what are those stupid cars called? Teslas or whatever. Mm-hmm. So the door goes, like, open, like, I doubt they creak when it's that expensive of a car, but out would come, like, leg first with, like, a heel, Laura Lee. And she would, like end, like, a track in, like, her voice, like, I just think it would be epic. I think everyone would freak out. So, still working on my dreams, guys.
Well, we can send a reminder. I can broadcast his rap on the podcast.
In other social media news, did you see that Sheena was on Spencer's Instagram stories?
Yeah, the game.
Yeah, with Erica Costell, who her sister works for, and her mom.
Mm-hmm. She goes to a lot of games with her mom or her sister or her dad. Like, they go to Dodgers games all the time, Rams games, Chargers games. Yeah, she's a sports girl. Sporty Spice.
I'm not a fan of sports, so good for her.
I want to try and go to the Rams playoff games just because, like, I don't know. I like a game here and there, but I wouldn't. I don't like the whole getting in and out aspect. It's too much for me. But I like sitting there with a beer and peanuts, or eating the food, drinking the beer. But I hate getting in and getting out. That's why I like Petco Park in San Diego, because it's right in the middle of downtown and you just literally walk in. You don't have to park, walk 3 miles. You know, like when we went to that concert at, mm-hmm. It took us longer to get out than the whole concert.
Right.
I hate that shit. So
I just hate football. I just, yeah, it's so boring. If anything, I could do basketball. That's about it. Mm. Baseball's too long and boring. Yeah. And football, I just don't understand. So
yeah. All good. So, anything else on social media, or should we talk about the show?
Yeah, let's get into it.
So, we start. What'd you think of the new things that they're trying with the cameras, like the frozen moment when Stassi's like narrating?
I loved it.
Okay. And then like the Sheena skit later, we see
that I wasn't as much of a fan of.
Yeah, like with the laugh track, and I don't know, it seemed like you guys are pushing it a little bit. Like you're I like a little bit, but like you can't probably do both in the same episode.
No,
you're making it like a joke, which
and like you fair. Can't, and they can't be in on the joke. Like it's not like we're making yes. fun of you. Like you can't
right.
like come back at us. Like it. I didn't laugh harder because of it. I was just like, kind of like, okay, like, look who's trying to be funny now.
Yeah, it was forced.
Yeah. But I like, it was cute, but yeah, I did like the pausing of that Stassi moment was dynamic and interesting. And I liked hearing the backstory and the way they kind of like, they were telling a story with that one, at least. The 80s Sheena one was... I was just like, what's going on? Like, am I laughing? Is this real? Is it fake? Is this set up? Is this before Pride? Why is there no one in there? What's going on?
I didn't understand what it was for. Like, I get the frozen moment. She was explaining what happened. Like,
that one made sense.
We went in, we decorated.
It flowed well, everything. But then the other one was like, is this made by like a fan or like a shitty producer? Because it just didn't make.
And like, what's the point?
Yeah.
Why is this there? I don't get it.
Are they like, was it painting the picture of like, this is a fun day? Like, because I think it was a fun day for the gay pride event, but was it a fun day for the whole staff and the filming crew with this crazy ass scene? I don't know.
Oh my God. Can you imagine being those cameramen and women in that crowd, the pride crowd? Like, I mean, they could barely squeeze through just on girls' night. Imagine pride.
And the fans are fucking crazy. And we know that fans were there. So we know they're going through that. Like, this is why, like, I go through stages with this freaking cast. I go through feeling bad for them, like, wow, like, they as influencers, they really do a lot by putting up with the fans, you know. But and then I just get angry and just like want to shit all over them. So it's
I have my moods, and that's why, like, I hadn't seen the group today. I'm like, sometimes I just need a mental day where I don't check into anything.
Yeah, I could tell you were silent in the group today. I was like, where's Sarah? Like, where's hello? Okay, so we're coming off hot of the engagement. We're supposed to feel like all glowy, and like Brittany is just like, Brittany is so happy. She's finally, you know, achieved what she wanted.
She is so glowing.
I just don't know. Like, you guys let us know, like, sound off. Like, are you on a high from Brittany being engaged? Are we, as the viewer, happy? Are we like, just like, yay, she finally did it? Or are we like Ariana and like some of the other people tepid. That are expressing a little bit of, you know, cautiousness?
Yeah. I mean, I have that written down that I mean, I was so tired of all the scenes. It was like them talking about, you know, how he's changed, and then they go over to Stassi and Kristen. Oh, he's changed. And it's just like everyone was just on this bandwagon of Jax has changed, except for Ariana was just a little cautious. I'm like, is she the only sane person in this group? Because I'm not buying it.
Yeah.
So they put Tom and Tom in charge of drinks and food. Now, wouldn't you think that maybe they would bring some Tom food over or something? But now they got Hooters.
Yeah.
That's, I guess, appropriate.
I guess it's on brand for Brittany. But I don't know. If I was Brittany, I mean, Brittany is like in an amazing position right now. This is her season, and probably next season is her season. It's been all about her. Everyone runs to her if her feelings are hurt. Everyone listens to every effing thing she says.
Yeah.
This is kind of her chance where she could get a little more classy if she wanted to. She could step away from the Hooters food. She could maybe be into, you know, like something else, like maybe like Mediterranean chicken and like a good Greek salad or something. I don't know. Like, yeah. She doesn't have to, like, go back to her roots of, like, I'm a Hooters girl through and through.
through and through.
I just don't know if I would want to like celebrate my engagement with like Hooters food, which when I was at Hooters, I was showing my tits and ass to make like a ton of tips. Like her and Jax kind of do it also, to each other.
Also, that's where she met Aaron.
Right. Yeah. Like, full circle.
You met your ex at Hooters, and so you want to be reminded of that constantly with your new fiance?
Yeah.
It's a little weird.
Yeah.
So.
What did you think about Stassi, like, bringing up that LVP was, like, horrified by her cottage cheese ceilings?
What are these cottage cheese?
Now, are cottage cheese ceilings a thing everywhere, or is it a California thing?
I think everywhere.
Everywhere, okay.
Yeah, or popcorn. They're called too, popcorn ceilings.
Yeah.
Yeah, everywhere.
Okay. Did you notice like some of the people that were at the party? Were you surprised that like Peter was there, Rachel, Kyle Chan?
Oh, I didn't see Rachel. Did they
show? Rachel was there. She got an invite to the famous engagement party, y'all.
Well, yeah, because, oh, wait, was that when? Oh, no, her and Stassi had kind of stopped hanging out by that point because she was fully immersed in Beau by then.
Mm-hmm.
Rachel had been dumped. Oh, but before she went away. I think she went away in July.
Oh, Rachel?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, interesting. Interesting timeline. What, you're right.
What about Zach? Now,
Zach was there.
Is that, I mean, of course he was. Is that true that he's now charging like $200 on Cameo?
It's got to be a typo. Anyone ever message him about that? We got to find that out.
It has to be.
Or we should tweet him or something.
Or it's just a joke or something.
And did you buy Jax's whole dialogue that it was like such a beautiful proposal that dolphins were jumping in the background?
Did they show that?
The sun was setting. No, but he said it in his Daily Dish interview.
Uh-huh.
And he mentioned it in this episode. So apparently, okay. I mean, it could be a thing. Dolphins jump in the ocean all the time. So it could have been, it could be true.
Yeah. No, I mean, I see them up there when I go to like moon shadows and stuff, but.
I see them out in front of your house all the time.
Yeah. I don't.
You don't?
I'm like.
Oh my God. I see them every time I go down there.
Really?
Yes.
Huh.
Okay.
What's the time of day? Maybe it's like a time thing.
Like 9:30?
Okay, because I guess I would be usually like walking in the evening and stuff.
So Jax is just like telling everyone like, oh yeah, she was bawling, the dolphins were jumping, it was just like this perfect.
And then the worst scene. This was so awkward to me and like fake and staged and like just kind of dumb. Like I get like Brittany trying to recreate her friend's scene, but like it was just so awkward and like she had scripted it out. She's like, okay, I'm gonna go out here and they'll film this. I'm gonna, you know, when she yells into the cactus, I'm engaged, and she does it twice, I'm engaged. Like nobody was out there. I just thought it was weird. Like wouldn't you do it like if you're hanging out there with your friends and you're like, you guys, and then scream it? I don't know. It just was.
I don't know. I didn't mind that she did the two yells. I wish that when she turned back, rather than being like embarrassed that she just did that, I wish she would have just owned it and then moved on. Like the fact that she came in and was like laughing along with like the crew or whoever was filming. Yeah, it was like, okay, Brittany. Like, ugh.
Holly and I have both decided, and she's like, wait, pause it. And I was typing. We were having the exact same thought at the same time. We are over her laugh. I noticed this last week and I'm like, she always had the same laugh, but like she's doing it like every other second. And it was really irritating me last week. And then it's like back. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's annoying me.
It's different. It's like, yeah, I can't even do it. Yeah. It's almost like Beavis and Butthead ish. Like it's.
Yeah, it's like that pop, 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 pop. Yeah.
Yeah.
Machine gun. But,
no. So I also like found it, I guess I'm not a guy, so I don't know what it would feel like asking a girl to marry you and then having in the back of your mind, okay, now I have a bridal shower, a bachelor party, a shower, this, that. I find it odd that Jax keeps on mentioning these things. Mm-hmm. He mentioned it to James that he's not invited to the events this summer. Mm-hmm. And then he mentions it to Schwartz and Peter, like, okay, now we've got the, you know, all the stuff this year. And it's like, Jax, you think like you and Brittany like deserve like all these things thrown by your friends?
It's like this engagement party, then the finale is her engagement party.
I'm starting to understand why Stassi like flipped out about all the stuff that she has to do, because I have a feeling that these two are going to be very demanding in everything that they want going on.
I picture Brittany being very ritual-esque. Like, she needs all these, like, things on a checklist for, like,
oh,
you gotta have the penis straws. You gotta have the penis shot glass. You gotta have, like, there's gonna be, like, yeah.
And there's gonna be a time for each one of those events. Like, there'll be, like, the slutty thing. And then it'll be, like, the lingerie thing. And then it will be, like, dishes. And then it will be, like, the traditional stuff.
Yeah, friend bridal shower. Then, yes. Like, family one. And then, yeah. Well, should we go over to Sir, where James is finger popping? That cracked me up. He's like DJing, but his fingers are like pop, 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 pop.
Wait. We cannot not talk about how Lisa said to Katie and Tom, is this thing working?
Oh, is that when she said it?
Yes.
Because Tequila Katie, she's like, oh, and we have a drink called the Tequila Katie. It's like passionate and spicy like me.
Is that on the menu?
I don't think so.
I haven't seen a Tequila Katie because
I
might have ordered that just to like laugh at it.
Yeah. So she called herself passionate and spicy. And then Lisa's like, whoa, is it working? And she's like, oh, I used to call this dick a chicken, but now it's a cock. Tom's like, yeah, Lisa, it's fully functional now. It's like, ew.
And they like,
he's like dripping sweat.
And they do kind of like an odd embrace.
Yeah. He was really creepy this episode. Back when he was dancing behind Katie, like, I got total serial killer vibes of Silence of the Lambs when the guy's like in the skin suit and he's looking at himself in the mirror dancing all creepy. Like, that's exactly what Schwartz looked like when they had his little dance scene with Katie at Pride, when then he grabbed the random stranger's beer off the table and started drinking
yes
he was totally the dude in Silence of the Lambs. Like, so gross.
Like, you can get mono that way.
Yeah. And he was all like, I actually feel bad for the patron, the customer, whoever left it, because like, he was all greasy and sweaty and...
Ugh.
Yeah. So...
Okay, sorry. So now we're back at Sir, right?
Yeah, and Billy Lee tells, so, did you hear what happened? And James is like, no, what happened? What happened now?
It's like so loud. Like, the music is like bumping and she's like...
Jax and... That's where you're going in your head. Jax and Brittany got engaged.
Well, to be fair, Lala did that in the first episode. Lala deepened her voice when she said,
I'm not supposed to be on the phone.
Oh, she did. She did. I mean, it's a thing.
Oh.
She really did.
Right.
No, but it was so loud. Like, poor Billy Lee was trying to like tell him, and she's trying to talk to him, and she's like, they got engaged, you know. So anyways, she shows him the picture on Instagram. And then...
This moment.
This was...
Genius.
Amazing.
Brilliant.
James. So James mimics the photo, and he's like, this is how Jax looks.
And he looked exactly like him, just like a devil troll, like mischievous.
He put his, Satan. Like, he basically put his chin to his, like, collarbone, and then, like, looked up with, like, this creepy look, and then he's like, the devil got what he wanted.
Yeah, and then they pan over to the photo of Jax, and he looks exactly like it, like Satan.
But, the camera, like, action that they did was like, it was good. It was really good. And I have to say, like, every time I watch James, whether it be just in a regular scene or during a confessional, he's so fun to watch because he doesn't just sit there.
No, he's like bouncing around. Yeah, and spazzing
he out. Like moves his head in this way that just makes you just you can't take your eyes off of him. It is like a full on character. I know that that Stassi called Bo an elf. I feel like James is an elf. Like he's the elf. It's not an elf. It's like some other creature. You know, he's like a little like garden creature. Mm. Not a gnome. You know that it's something else. It's Lord of the Rings-esque. A toad. Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Frog. Yeah, and he's like, 40-year-old man Jax is getting married. He's like, well, I'm very happy for Brittany. I think he's going to make a wonderful first husband.
I mean, I think everyone wanted to say it. So then we go back to Brittany and Jax for a second, don't we?
Yeah, and he talks about his mom.
Yeah, but he goes, hey, you know, I hope you had fun. Like, this was just, he lets us know this was a pre-engagement party. He wants to have another real engagement party. Mm-hmm. And it's like, okay, here we go.
Yeah.
Like, we're just going to be dragged through this.
2 seasons worth.
So now what's your take on the whole mom thing? So he lets us know that he hasn't talked to his mom for about 6 months.
I don't know. I mean, he kind of blames her for... See, I had a problem with this story. It's not lining up for me. So I have 2 theories. Like he said, well, my mom was talking about divorcing my dad, but then he got sick. But it's like she didn't care. And he was like, she just said, he's fine. He's fine. But he wasn't. He was in ICU and she didn't tell us. And, you know, I would have liked to see my dad in ICU. But I was like, but A, you knew your dad was sick since the summer. Why aren't you just calling your dad yourself? Like, I mean, so I'm thinking maybe the dad told the mom, I don't want them to know when it gets bad, or I don't want to disrupt their lives or have them fly out here every week or month every time I have a scare.
Right.
I mean, I kind of feel, because otherwise, why wouldn't Jax have heard it from his dad himself? I don't know.
Hold on 1 second. I'm so sorry. I'm going to pause it. So sorry about that, guys. Yeah, no, I thought the same exact thing. And as never going through this with a parent, but with other family members, I don't know. I don't know what it would be like to not talk to my own parent about what's going on with them. Like, I would never just use my mom to answer for my dad.
Yeah.
If it was possible for me to talk to him. If he was to the point where he was unavailable to speak to, then yes, I would rely on my mom. But I don't know. That was really strange.
Yeah. So who knows? But that's interesting because we've seen her on the show a few years ago. And they panned back to that scene. Should we just talk the last part? Because then it goes into another section on just the ending of the party, like them wanting to consummate and everyone getting all grossed out and freaked out. Like, why would you say that? Like, just wait for people to leave, dude.
And is that a thing? Like, would Brittany's family be, like, pleased with that? Like, I would think that, like, by the... You know, technically you're supposed to wait until marriage.
Well, and it's rude to do that when you're hosting a party. But then, you know, she just goes right along with it and hustles up the stairs.
Well, orders her. He's like, get up. Like, he was like very much like, get up the stairs.
But she was all giggly, like, okay, fiance.
And thank you to Ariana for like making the face that we were all thinking.
Yes.
Because she,
exactly,
you know, gave it to us.
So that was it. I mean, Kristen's there talking about how she's nervous about letting new people come into the group. She roasts James with Lala and said that she's going to put a stop to him. She, you know, no one does bad things to my circle.
Yeah, I find it ironic that she's talking to Lala about being leery of letting people into the group when Lala literally has been let in a couple of months before this.
Right.
It's like she's talking to the newest member that they let in by the skin of her teeth because Sheena's not even in, but right. Lala is.
I know. That looks good next week.
Like, it'd be one thing if she was saying this to Katie, but she's saying it to Lala, which if I was Lala, I'd kind of be like, am I for sure in? Because, and you can tell James is kind of touching on that too. He's letting her know, remember last year, remember who's had your back? Like, let's not forget that.
Yep.
And I think Lala needs to not forget that of everyone who's been there for her, Sheena included, James, probably even Raquel at some point.
Yeah. Oh, totally. Like the whole Big Bear, Raquel was totally supportive of Lala.
Yeah.
It's like, I wouldn't have been that cool with you flirting with my boyfriend. I mean, granted, he was
too. I actually think on paper, if you write out the times that Raquel is like polite after James is not polite, she's usually like very apologetic, excuse me, for his behavior, which I know does not make it right. But I'm just saying, she is aware of when he does like effed up things, which is nice to, it's nice to have someone acknowledge it if James is incapable of that.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. Let's pause for another second. Sorry, guys. Okay, guys, we are back. And so I was on Twitter while I was recording. I was doing, I was looking at my phone when I was recording, and thank God I did, because Pamela hit me up on Twitter and said that, you know, like that she wanted to say something on the podcast, and I was like, awesome. So we just called her up and we wanted to get her feedback on tonight's episode. So, Pamela, tell us a little bit about what you thought about this episode.
Hey, poppers. I'm so excited to talk to you guys. I've been listening to your podcast for a while now. But I was just, like, watching this episode, just thinking to myself, like, this is a bit boring. Like, I was just bored with it. Like, I was like, another girl out of God knows where from Kristen. It's like,
same okay, storyline.
Who is this chick, Hope, you know? Like, and so it was just one of those things where I was like, God, is she that desperate to, like, not be a friend of? Like, she's obviously, like, reaching for storylines. And it's just kind of like, ugh. And I'm just... That whole Kristen and Stassi scene of them drinking wine, it's like, I do that at home. Like, I don't want to see stuff that I do at home.
Yeah, like, exactly.
On my TV.
And you know,
so it's just like...
Yeah, and you know what was bothering me too is it's like, are we really going to do the same storyline again that someone was asleep in the next room? We literally did that with Faith, with the old lady sleeping. We did it with Kristen, with Tom sleeping when she was effing Jax. Like, we're going to do another thing, Raquel sleeping while James is effing Hope.
I know, that was another thing too. I literally was laughing out loud when Kristen was so shocked about this girl having sex with James, supposedly having sex with James at a Coachella house while Raquel there, was like, you did the exact same thing.
Right.
Like 10 years ago. It's just so funny to me that she was like
horrified.
So bad.
Yeah.
Like, really?
She's like, who does that?
Like, come on. You're the queen. Like, you're the queen of doing fucked up shit behind your friend's back, but this shouldn't be that shocking to you.
Yeah.
And like, come on, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. So you were just not happy with this episode?
I'm just not. I honestly, like, I feel like the cast has run its course. Like, I tweeted out this to you. I was like, I think it's over. Like, we must bid adieu to, like, this whole cast. I'm just not interested in their lives anymore. Like, it really isn't. Because it seems like it's just the same thing over. It's the same party. Like, I know it's Pride. It's a big thing for them. And that's fun and all. It was just like, it just was like the same thing over and over again. Lala's really not bringing much to the cast anymore. Like, I'd rather just not even see her. But there is no, like, I really, like, enjoyed her friendship with James. Like, I thought they were very keen to each other, like kind of humor-wise. They were both kind of funny, and she found him funny, and what he was saying was funny. So now, like, they're on the out. And then, like, I don't know, it's just not, it's not fun anymore. And I also tweeted this out saying, like, if they were going to do anything, they should really jump. If Lisa is opening up another kind of like pump restaurant in Vegas, like, they should really just go 100% in that. I think a Vegas cast would be bananas. Like, it would be crazy. Like, new faces, new blood, like a little bit of a younger cast. You know, I kind of want to see young kids kind of doing crazy shit, you know?
Yeah, I agree.
So it's just, I don't know. It's just not fit anymore.
Yeah, I just went off about Stassi's podcast and how she was talking about being, how she like hates the social media influencers and all this stuff. And I was just saying that I don't think that her life is as interesting as some of theirs is. You know, like her talking about like Bo in his Rams shirt, like just doesn't do it for me.
Yeah, with me, I don't listen to her podcast because I really don't find anything amusing about her. Like, I'm one of the few people that don't like Stassi. Just like, she's not terrible to me. But she's also someone that I personally don't find, like, I wouldn't necessarily go out of my way to befriend her if I were to meet her, like, in a regular setting.
Right, right.
You know, there's just something about her, about the things that I've heard, like, what she said. She's obviously, I don't think, she's obviously a little bit ignorant to when it comes to other people's cultures and stuff like that. And honestly, like, that to me, like, it's just like, I don't really, I don't hold that against her because I don't think you should be held against it. You don't know a certain either way of living of being like maybe she's gone to private school and stuff like that. Like, that's not a bad thing.
Well, she just ripped on.
Maybe you shouldn't speak on it, you know? Like,
yeah, she just ripped on Nick Jonas.
But I guess she talks, like, her podcast is like her living, basically. Like, she kind of does that. So I get you get to talk, but at least don't be rude about it. Like, say, I don't understand it, but maybe somebody can explain it to me, you know?
Yeah, like she did on Nick Jonas's wedding when she's like, wow. You made all your friends and family do like a production. It's like, that's the tradition, dumbass, you know?
Yeah, like I'm Mexican. So like Mexican weddings and like quinceañeras and stuff like that, like it's completely different from other cultures. Like I had a quinceañera, you do all this stuff, you give all these gifts, you kind of do all this stuff like that. But I'm not going to like go and bash someone else and be like, oh my God, I can't believe that girl spent so much money on her quinceañera. Like it's kind of a big deal and like our Mexican culture, you know, like it's kind of like in a Jewish community, you do, you know, bat mitzvahs and bar mitzvahs. And
yeah.
It's like, exactly. I necessarily don't know like that kind of setting, but I'm not going to be like, oh my God, I can't believe it's not that much money. Like it's a big deal to families and people, especially that are prideful of their religion and prideful of the traditions that happen. You know, it's like, you don't have to bash it, but.
Well, have you ever thought of podcasting? You're really good. Like, I feel like I'm just like nodding along with you. I'm like, wow, like you just, I enjoy listening to you.
I'm actually really, really nervous because I've never done anything like this before.
Oh my gosh.
I just want to give a shout out to, I think there's another girl named Danny in our group.
Yes.
And she's the one, I'm the one that posted the Wikipedia thing about Jack. I did the original one.
Oh my.
Like, I did something.
Gosh, yes.
That's awesome.
I did that and then it got taken down and then Danny was like, I put it back up and it was up there a lot longer. And I was like, yes, like I can't believe it. It was so funny.
My God.
Because I don't watch 90 Day Fiancé. I've always been wanting to kind of watch it, but it's just, there's a lot, you know, it's like, I don't know if I want to get into a whole new thing. And it being so many seasons, the seasons are like, it's kind of intimidating. So I'm like, I want to work with many people and get to you, like, whatever. So when I saw that somebody had posted about his fight with these 90 Day Fiancé people, I was like, this motherfucker has so, like, you're really going to put someone else down about being on a reality TV show? Like, come on, dude. Like, you are so ridiculous.
Yeah.
I'm just like, and Jack, and I'm also blocked by Jack, so I'm in that group.
Yes. Yeah. Well,
I was like, oh, no worries.
No, I mean, thank you so much for calling and everything. This is so cool. And we'd love to have more people on too like this. This is so much fun. So we really appreciate you calling in. And we appreciate you doing that Jax update. That was like the best thing I've ever seen.
Totally.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. Well, thanks. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Thanks for calling me. Okay. I'm a big fan of you guys.
Thank you so much.
So great.
Thank you.
And I was so sad. I really wanted to try to go to the premiere party, but, you know, work and stuff.
Yeah. And, well, hopefully we'll be able to do. Yeah. Hopefully we'll do more stuff. Hopefully, so we'd love to meet you.
Hopefully you can do like a finale or like a reunion one. And I would definitely.
Yes.
You know, there'll be some time and I'll try to make it out from Texas here. So.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, cool. Well, we'd love that.
Okay.
Okay. Talk to you later.
Thanks,
guys. Okay. Bye. Okay, guys, we are back. Thank you so much to Pamela for calling in and messaging and being available in Texas to speak to us right now at 11:13 time.
So it's 1:15.
Yeah, it's so cool. So thank you, Pamela. And that was so cool. Just going back really quickly to the party, when I loved when Lala said that Kristen was getting crazy Kristen eyes.
Yeah.
So it's like now we have Bambi-eyed bitch and crazy Kristen eyes.
Right.
It almost sounds like kryptonite.
And Kristen actually says that later too. She's like, when I see James, I'm just going to do this. I'm just going to like give him this look and it's just going to freak him out. Like, and then she like does the look.
Yes. Also, Sarah and I noticed that on the wall, similar to Bubba Wubba Lubba.
Rubba Bub Bub.
There's like a huge... what would you call it? Piece of art behind their couch that says K-Y-M-I. So like Kentucky, Michigan, Kentucky, Michigan.
Yeah. It's like something like a crafty project she put together or something.
So I have like, I have something to confess. I kind of like their apartment. Like, I kind of like the way she's decorated it. I feel like she's done a good job with what she has. I like her, like, lighting fixtures. I like the wood and, like, the Z Gallery look. I kind of like their apartment. Like, I feel like they've done the best they can being in that prison building.
I mean, they, yeah, upgraded some things. She still has those cheesy things, you know, like Kristen or Sheena would have, like, you know, laughs a beach or living at the beach, beach life. It's like, you don't live at the beach, but, you know, she has a lot of those kind of cheesy novel things.
Yeah.
But no, I like a lot of the stuff.
I feel like she's like a big Hobby Lobby fan. I'm just going to go out on a limb and say that's for where sure. She gets a lot of her stuff.
And for sure, that store specifically, it totally tracks with
Hobby Lobby. Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're right.
Politically. No. The only thing I laughed at, though, was last time when they were showing the... Wow. Secrets Revealed or something. Remember when I commented? I'm like, why? Remember what they had by their table? It was like, what was it? It was like two dog houses or something right by their dining room table. And it was like stacked up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think it was.
Yeah. So I don't know if that's still there or not. But anyways.
So next up, we go with the crew to... I pretty much invited the whole crew. It was Lala, Sheena, T. Sandy, and Ariana going for 80s themed costumes because that's the theme for Gay Pride. Loved the theme this year. I thought it was really cute. So they are trying on some stuff, and T. Sandy's like super into it. You know, every like couple episodes, T. Sandy has to like do like a theme.
Have an outfit.
Yes.
Yeah, focus.
And I was into it. It was, he looked good and he was owning it. And yeah.
So Lala's talking to T. Sandy about like James and what he said to Randall at Coachella. And like he was like razzing Randall and telling him to lighten up. He's like, oh, come on, lighten up. But like, we all know inside each, or like, we all know each other inside and out. If you get what I mean. Like, I can just hear James.
Now, would that offend you?
No,
it's uncomfortable.
Yeah,
but I feel like everyone has a past, and to try to shield Randall from ever being around someone who's possibly going to say something like that, I think is a little
annoying. I mean, look at this group; they've all like slept with Jax, or you know what I mean. Like they've all slept with each other, half of them, and so it's kind of like if it makes you uncomfortable, you shouldn't be hanging out with that group.
And like. I'm sorry, but that was a decision that Lala made. Like, she chose to engage with James. Like, she chose to have relations with him. That was...
She knows he's reckless of the mouth.
Well, yeah, and it's just like, I don't know. Like, I hate when people get mad about choices that they made themselves. Like, we wouldn't be talking about her and James had they not been involved.
Yeah, like,
and probably, she chose that. Do you know what I mean? Like, that we didn't choose that for her. She did that.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't, if I was worried about this guy that I had slept with that also I suspect might still be in love with me, I probably wouldn't bring my boyfriend / fiance around him.
Oh, that's right. I guess I'm sure Randall saw that. That is a little awkward. Also,
but she chose to bring James around him. Like,
right, 100%. Now, side note, I watched Flipping Out with her. Did you ever watch that episode?
I just saw like a clip online.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know when it was on. And so then it was after the fact. So.
Yeah, I watched it like on demand or whatever. It was okay.
I saw the part about the couch, how like he hated the couch and Randall's like,
I like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was good.
So anyways, yeah, they're all like, we already talked about this, Stassi and Kristen going off about how Jax has changed and everyone at the shopping, Sheena and Lala and all that. But Ariana was the only one with like any kind of questions.
Yeah, and even I believe it was Lala, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think that Lala was kind of the one who, I don't know if it was a confessional shot or when she was saying this, but she's like, you know, I see a change in Jax, like you're not being Jaxed. He really has changed. And I just feel like that's a very big statement to make without, like, what have they seen exactly? Like,
right. He walks the dogs.
It's not a lot of time that has passed. We know they just started filming at this point because Pride is very quick into filming.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. It's just like big statements. I don't know. Like, I'm trying to, like, you and I have some relationships of people that we know, and I don't know that I would vouch for some of those people and be like, I know they've changed. They're never going to repeat their behavior.
Right.
Because pretty much history has shown that they probably will.
Yeah.
And I just wouldn't make, like, that's fine. Like, if people are allowed to do what they are going to do, but I wouldn't stand up for someone and say, I know they've changed. Like, that's a strong thing to do for someone that is probably going to mess up.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just.
Yep.
So.
So now we kind of talk. Kristen is talking to Stassi about Hope. So we get our first introduction into this new Hope person. I don't know. What are you, now that you've seen it, what are your thoughts? Do you buy it? I just think it's very convenient. She just suddenly appeared out of the woodwork.
I'm really disappointed. I'm really disappointed that we couldn't at least get a different story. I could right now think of a trillion different ways to introduce this character, to introduce why not tell us a new way to have like a quote unquote affair with someone? Is it really when they're sleeping in the next room? Because that's just blatant disrespect that this group shows each other over and over and over. And it's not even, the reason why everyone keeps doing this over and over is because everyone gets forgiven and it's fine. Because look at, they are all, they're,
right.
Kristen says, they're all a family and they've all done it to each other. So I think that's why it's kind of like, okay, I would, if I was going to cheat on someone, if I was going to fuck someone in front of my significant other, I would have a little more respect and at least do it somewhere in private. Like, I'd say, let's meet at a hotel or let's go like outside.
Yeah.
I would not do it in the next room.
Right.
I mean, that's just like, both are horrible, but there's just like, would you ever do that? Like, do people do this? I want to know. Like, I feel like they think that, like, we're just going to buy this because it's what the Vanderpump crew does.
Well, I think it's, I could see, like, if someone was really wasted, which we know James does get. But what does this say about Hope? Because it's not like, oh, I'm just going to say, oh, he can get wasted, but, you know, it's her fault. It's like, well, no, she could have been wasted too and made a bad decision. However, she said she made that decision over and over again for 2 years. So it's like, you're gonna, like, they both have to be like super wasted at the same exact time to be like, yeah, fuck it, let's do it right now in front of Raquel.
I didn't like when she said that part. That part made it, let me see if I'm gonna get myself in trouble for saying this. I felt like,
yeah, I mean, we don't want to not believe the woman. That's not where we're coming
from. No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, by her saying that, she's painting the picture that she caught feelings, that she was kind of manipulated by him to say, like, I feel like if you carry something on for 2 years, you're interested in the person and you're kind of addicted to that feeling that you get of possibly being wanted. You know, it's like,
I get that, but I can't buy it because she sees him on social media every day with Raquel. Like, he was, even when she was at school, he was up there. They're talking about each other. They're commenting on, posting on each other. I love you, blah, blah, blah. So it's like, she fully knows Raquel was fully in his life and she still continued for, according to her, for 2 years to have this.
I guess if I would have heard her say take one more step further and say, I was in love with him, I was stupid. Not saying that she has to say that she was stupid if she was in love with him, but she almost went there to say, like, she was expecting something to...
It's like revenge or something.
Right,
it's like, he manipulated me, so I'm going to pay him back.
Well, it's like the mistress sort of thing. Like, she kind of doesn't mind not being known just as long as she can continue that relationship of feeling wanted and validated behind the back of Raquel. And then how everyone's kind of calling Raquel dumb. Like, maybe she got off on that. And then how Lala even brought up that she is, who knows who Hope is and was around when James was hooking up with her when Raquel wasn't there. I could see how she possibly was addicted to, like, being the other girl that everyone knew about, but...
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I can see James manipulating a situation or manipulating a woman 100%. But she let him do that for 2 years. So at what point is it on you and not him?
Well, I just don't know. Like, I feel like when Raquel said, I thought you were my friend, and Kristen kind of stopped her and was like, this is really hard what she's doing. Mm-hmm. You know, coming forward and saying that she...
On camera.
Yeah, coming forward and saying that she knew basically that she was being kind of like a homewrecker or whatever you would call it. And I agree with that. But it's like also Raquel's allowed to have feelings too. Like she was just wronged. And so I don't know. I didn't like how like Raquel got shut down. I don't think either one of them should be shut down. They should be able to talk about it. But there was something that felt so weird about that whole scene.
She could have had payback by just telling Raquel if they're friends. She could have had a private moment with her. I mean, granted, we want this on the show.
Well, and that's what Raquel was saying.
Yeah.
And I kind of like was with her on that. And you could tell that Raquel was just like.
So that's why. Yeah, I'm not saying I don't think that they've hooked up.
And then how annoying would it be?
But chose this on camera moment to do this.
And
it's
then
just a little suspicious.
Kristen is there. Referee.
Right. It's Miami like, girl all over again.
Yes. So
it's like that's another storyline just repeated.
Yes. And I get what the producers are thinking. We've all cheered for Kristen. We all want Kristen back. We love when she goes crazy like this, but this just felt I don't know. It was like
manufactured.
Manufactured, forced, but also it was just like a confusing because we're just like, we really have to believe this again. Like, show us the proof. Like, if like just you guys are so good at getting everything else. Like, we need a little more proof than hearing that it was while the other person was sleeping in the other room.
Also, it's because she's doing it to defend Brittany's honor. It's like, no, I kind of am here with James on this where it's like, she's obsessed with me. She's stalking me. Like, she's wanting to get at James. I don't think it's for Brittany. I think she's using that as an excuse because look at James. Look at how Jax and James at Pride, they were like best buds again. Like Jax got over it that quickly, but Kristen's still all pissed. No, I think she's still anti.
And just one more, taking that one step further. Why did James get in trouble by everybody? Because he made Brittany cry, right? Mm-hmm. He went out of his way to humiliate Brittany in front of everyone, and she didn't deserve that. They went out of their way to humiliate Raquel in front of everybody, and yet James isn't allowed to react to that and say, how dare you make Raquel cry?
Yeah.
When possibly James is the reason that Raquel's crying, Jax is the reason that Brittany's crying. It's literally the same thing.
Right.
And yet, just because Kristen is headlining this one, it's okay.
Right. Because they're rallying everyone together to be against him. And it's like, but it's the same thing.
Yes.
Yeah. Can James be a total asshole?
And does James 100%? Say more hate? Like, he says, like, horrible things, but so does Jax. Jax is horrible. If we line up all of Jax's comments with James' comments, they would pretty much
line up.
Like what
he just said to Ashley on 90 Day Fiancé. You have a fupa. It's gross. It's like,
by the way,
it's not any different what James said to Katie, and Katie actually started it. I'm not justifying what he said. I think he loses all of his momentum and steam and support when he pulls that shit and says things about like Katie's weight. I hate it. But is it any different than what Jack says on a daily basis on Twitter to women? Nope.
And I have to say something, and I don't care. I just don't care anymore. But if you want to talk about fupas, the shorts that these girls were wearing in this 80s theme thing do really highlight the fupa area. And especially from Jax's main, like, he should not throw stones. He just shouldn't.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, that's a horrible thing to say, and you never should like say that anyways, but he started it.
Yeah.
You can't say things like that and then expect no one to say anything back to you or about the people that you love, because it's just crazy. Just like I also think that James should be ready for some people to say some mean things about Raquel because he was attacking people's appearances too. So, So I don't know. I wasn't impressed by her performance of telling Raquel. I didn't like how she let Kristen take the lead to drop the hammer on her. I mean, that would be hurtful talking to the ex of your boyfriend. Like, it's just, and Raquel handles it really well. Mm-hmm. But I would have just the blood would have just been like thumping through my veins.
Yeah, I mean, she clapped back though. She, you know, she's like, he's the most manipulative person in the world. She's like, coming from you, that's rich, you know. Like,
yeah.
Go, girl.
Next, I just have written Jax's scene, boring. Oh, okay. So now Jax goes to Lisa's place, like in between all of this shit. Mm-hmm. And he asks for his job back because, you know, buying Brittany that ring and stuff like that, he's stressing out about money coming in a little bit. So he needs his shit bartending job back at Sir.
Yeah. But on Twitter, he's like, I have so much money.
I'm the richest cast member there is.
Yeah.
I've been on a successful show for 7 seasons. Tell me another sitcom that's like that. Reality show. We're a reality show because we're real. But you don't know half of my life.
But I don't really work there. Just when they're filming, because they had to figure out a way to get me on camera because, like, I don't work there, so there's no point in me being there. So, you know, I needed airtime.
Yeah.
And then she's like, well, you're going to have to prove it to me. And one shift is not going to do that. And he looked like stunned, like deer in headlights, like, what do you mean one I'm going to have to do more than another shift? Like, I think he thought, can I just come in like when I want and hang out? Maybe I'll make a drink, but basically I just want to hang out with my friends. And
she kind of questioned him. Like, he basically tried to like pull one over on her and was like, listen, like, I never messed up at Sir. Like, I was always fine and I think I'll be a fine employee for you. And she's like, well, wait a second. And she flashed back to him completely spazzing out and being just like James is right now. Yeah. So it's, yeah. And, you know, he basically like repeats everything that he's like, I said, I'm sorry. And I did. And it's like, well, so did James. It's just like
you're right. It was like a boring scene.
Yeah. And it was just fake. Stupid. Yeah.
Fake as fuck.
So
fake AF.
We go over now to James's apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And they're hosting a little dinner party for Ariana and T. Sandy.
I love that he's cooking. Like, he's doing all the cooking.
Yeah, he's chopping. He's cooking. He's, like, using, like, pots and pans.
Now, it's a little confused when they were all, like, eating out of those little tiny bowls, like, together. Like, all three forks were going into, like, a little bowl of some kind of salad, like, when they were standing around.
I thought it was, like, some grilled veggies or something. I
put them on a plate and then pick them off that way, or, like, give everyone their own little bowl. It's very unsanitary. It's like double dipping.
Yeah, I felt
forking.
I was like a little hard on myself watching this scene because I myself have had my struggles with cooking, and you know, we just had Thanksgiving, and I was telling Sarah, thank God, Sarah saved the day. Sarah and her mom and sister helped me so much, and were able to like supplement my meal. But Sarah and I were laughing because the one thing that my mom was like, you don't have any what are they called? Hot pads.
Oh, yeah.
But anyways, as I saw James cooking, I was thinking, hey, that kind of looks like when I was cooking with HelloFresh. I don't know if you guys have heard about HelloFresh, but I'll let Sarah tell you a little bit about it, and then I will tell you my experience as a person who does not cook.
Yeah, and I love cooking, but it's also, you know, either I'm cooking it's too much food, I can't use it all, or you have to buy all these ingredients, but you're not using all the ingredients, so then they go bad, like rotten vegetables and all sorts of things. So what I like is, like, you can order for 2 people, or Holly got the family plan. You can order classic or veggie. They have international highlights, so you could get, like, international foods. I think you got one of those, right? The bibimbap or something?
Yes. Bibimbap.
But it was cool because, I don't like a lot of meat, so I got the veggie. And it was like everything's portioned out, so you only get what you need. That way other things don't go bad in your fridge. Like, it happens to me all the time. I'm constantly throwing out, like, fruits and vegetables because I can't go through it all enough fast enough. So I like that part. And then there's also for you, or, like, if you're working, every week they have, like, a 20-minute meal on the classic menu. So if you really don't have much time, like, a lot of people want...
Wait, what?
Like,
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Like, you know, the regular meal might... It just depends what it is, but it might take a half an hour. It might take an hour. It just depends on, you know, what the dish is and how comfortable you are. But they have, like, a 20-minute meal plan. So if you really are just tired or busy or don't have much time, or you have two kids like you, you know, you can't be in the kitchen that long. So there's that option.
What's our code again?
Pumpers 60.
Pumper 60. Okay.
So you're going to go to HelloFresh.com/Pumpers60 and then enter promo code Pumpers60 and you'll get $60 off your first three boxes. So basically that's $20 off each box. So do that. It's called Global Eats. That's what I was thinking. It's bringing international dishes and flavors so you can try, which is kind of nice because, you know, you're not sure, like you want to try different things and different cuisines, but you know, to have to commit or have to find which is a good recipe, you don't know.
Yeah. Well, I just want to share really quick on my HelloFresh experience. So you guys, it is like a known thing. Like I really struggle with cooking. I struggle with boiling a pot of water. It's just, I practice, but it's hard for me.
You know what? They have a lot of one pot meals too. I just saw.
Oh, nice.
That might be good for you.
Yeah. So when I got the kit, my mother was like so impressed. She's like, oh my gosh, like I can't believe that you got a HelloFresh sponsor. You know, so like, I know mom, like I felt really cool. But so I'm like, let's make one together. Like, so I wanted to like make a mess at her house. So we did that. They sent a taco bar. And this is like an example of like going outside of my comfort zone. Normally when I do tacos, either I'll do chicken or I will do like ground beef.
Mm-hmm.
This was like steak and like, I forget what type of meat it was, but it was different than I've ever done. The vegetables were different than I've ever done, a different way of preparing it. And my mom, like we both did it. And I took pictures of it. I'll post it in the group, you guys, because it came out so good. But my daughter, who is 4 years old and picky AF, totally ate the entire meal. Like everyone, it was when I was in the middle of cooking, I'm not going to lie, I was like, I still don't know if I can do this. I don't know if it's going to turn out. I'm stressing out. It's kind of taking me a long time because I'm not a skilled, you know, chef, but I did it. And when I finished, it was beautiful. And, awesome. my mom, I would consider her like a cook like you, Sarah. She even was like, I want your code and I want to order. She has not ordered yet. I will tell the truth. She has not ordered, but I think I'm going to get it for her for Christmas because her and my dad really enjoyed it. And she liked trying a new recipe that she never would have tried before. And it's convenient.
Well,
it makes
sense for them to get like the two person plan.
So I think that's a great Christmas gift for her. So I'm going to do that. Okay. So you guys, thanks for listening to that. But we really, really love our HelloFresh sponsor and
the last thing
want to support them.
What I wanted to mention, because I used to struggle with this if I'd get like delivery plan things. I travel a lot. So this is nice because you can schedule your delivery dates. You can pause it. That's like a necessity for me because I like have to do it every week. So it's flexible that way. So anyways, use Pumper 60 and get $60 off when you go to HelloFresh.com/Pumper60.
Nice.
Thanks.
Okay, so let's go back to the dinner party. The second most iconic scene was when James is showing off his apartment and he goes, open up that cupboard. And they open up to show the stacked washer and dryer.
And they're all like, whoa!
And Ariana's like, wow, like I haven't seen or used a uncoin operated machine since I lived in Florida.
How sad. That's like I had in like my 20s and she's in her 30s. But I mean, I remember going to Vegas when they still had buckets for the quarters.
Yeah.
And I would come back with a whole bucket because I'm like, yes, I have quarters for laundry for like a year.
It's a very LA thing. I feel like in like kind of the older West Hollywood apartments, there just isn't washer and dryers in the units. And in old buildings, you'll still find that, you have to use the, you know, the coin operated. But I mean, it's really not even coin operated anymore. Now you just stick your credit card in.
Yeah, I've heard about that. I haven't seen
it. But I have a feeling in their building it is still coin operated.
Yeah. I remember like going, like I'd have to go to the bank and get a roll of quarters, or I would go to like a car wash or something that had like a bill changer. But it was always such a pain. Or you're always like one quarter short and you're like looking through the couch and everything like that.
But yes.
Yeah, I thought that was sad that, I mean, yeah. One day, Ariana.
Yeah. And then they're kind of talking about Brittany and Jax getting engaged. And Tom brings up that, you know, that could be him and Ariana one day. But if it is, like, how he's going to design her ring.
He's going to get scientists and gemologists.
And it's going to be like nothing anyone's ever seen.
Ever.
Bro.
Like, what the hell is that going to look like?
I think that, like, that scares her more than, like, being proposed to. It's yeah, because
she's not, like, a flashy person. Like, I don't think she'd want to wear something crazy over the top.
No, and he would have to
show off.
Like, Tom's just such a dreamer. Like, yeah. Even when, like, he's assigned to, like, come up with a drink menu, I've noticed this with him. Like, with anything, anytime he's assigned a task, he goes huge and just, like, has these, like, huge dreams and huge ideas. And sometimes it's not executed in the best way.
Yeah.
But, yeah, she's visibly annoyed at the thought of an engagement.
So then he tells James that, you know, it was wrong that he did that rap. And James is like, well, if Jack's never fucked Faith, then I would have never rapped about it. And she would have never cried. So I love how he, like, flips it. But then Sandoval's like, dude, just, like, get him a present or something. He's like, oh, that's a really good idea.
Do you think everyone else came with a present to that engagement party?
Yeah, I didn't see any.
Because they didn't really know. If it went down the way they said, they wouldn't have known.
Right, till that day.
Right.
Yeah.
So what do you think about T. Sandy being like the big brother to James? That's true. We've seen that. We've seen him kind of stand by James through the hard years. And we even see it coming up in the episode.
Yeah,
where
at the end. He's like, you're the only real one. You're the only one that believes me or trusts me. Or
yeah.
He's like, but dude, there's a lot of allegations. So
yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, I skipped a lot of pages in my little book.
We kind of go to Pride and, you know, it is. Pamela's right. It's the same old thing. It's like basically everyone's dressed up kind of similar that they are every year with like glitter. And
yeah, and especially seeing like the previews for next week, it's like, it's Peter and Carter's birthday. Then it's Stassi and Ariana's birthday. And then we're going to have a trip. And then we're going
right. It's very formalized.
That's how, like, reality shows are, though. But it is a little disappointing.
Routine.
Yes. It's feeling... Like, I could see how, if you didn't have a podcast about Vanderpump Rules, you may want to tap out.
Yeah.
And just, you know, maybe there's something new and edgy on that you want to watch.
Well, yeah, like she's seen it before and she said, I think the cast has kind of run its course.
Yeah, maybe you want to watch Unanchored or something. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, I think she's right that we really, because now we're still seeing drama, but it's the same drama, just different day. So it's just a lot. It's very repetitive.
I have a question about like the way fanny packs are being worn now. Like some people are wearing them on their hip the way they're supposed to. Mm-hmm. But then there's people like T. Sandy that are wearing it over their shoulder, kind of like a messenger bag. Right. Now, where is this coming from? Because I see a lot of like rappers doing it, too. So I'm just wondering where that is coming from. Also, I feel like a point to mention is Jeremy's ponytail in this episode.
Yeah.
Is amazing. It's like a side ponytail with his hair and it looks great.
And I think like a neon scrunchie.
Yes.
Holly and I are both huge fans of scrunchies.
I mean, we were standing by the scrunchie when it wasn't cool before Caitlin Bristow was hawking them. Is that her name?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I mean, there's nothing more comfortable than a good scrunchie.
Right. So, yeah, nothing really new. Like, the Sheena singing good as gold. James hops up in the bar, takes his shirt off, and he's like, Chop Man, he's a wise man. But then we have the bathroom scene. Like, Hope and Kristen come in through the back because they want to blindside James.
I did enjoy seeing them climb the fence/wall.
Yeah.
That was entertaining.
They're like, yes. We don't want to give him a heads up. We're going to blindside him. It's just like,
now, I didn't.
Why?
I felt like they kept saying that, like she said that with Stassi and then she repeated it and they broke into the back. Yet I didn't see like James's eyes like be like horrified when he saw her because.
And she didn't really confront him. She tries to chase him down the alley, but that was about it.
So before she can go confront James with Hope, Kristen comes across Raquel and my stomach just like went down into my butt for this because I was like, poor Raquel. I mean, Raquel is not equipped for this. You know, it's just, I mean, this is a lot of Kristen energy and Hope energy and...
Riddle me this.
Oh, my God. So she's like, do you want to start Hope or do you want me to? And she's like, you do it. So Kristen's like, you know, I'm not sure if you're... And she's like, what's this about? Raquel's like, what is it? And Hope's like infidelity all the time. And I thought it was strange that Raquel said, oh, so you too are going to say that you slept with James? Like, so is there a lot of people that are saying they slept with James? Did you notice that?
I mean, two seasons ago, like Gigi and Ellie.
Like, but... I felt like the way she said it, like, it's like people are coming up to her all the time and being like, I slept with James.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then Kristen lets out the line, riddle me this. What,
James, you know, was fucking every chick he could get his dick into when you were at school. You were dating the most manipulative person on the planet. That's
a, and then and then Raquel's like, well, coming from you. And Kristen's like, yes, coming from me. Like, and then I also liked how she called Kristen a little deranged.
Yeah. And she does seem still obsessed with James. I'm not going to lie. I think there's something more. I don't think it's just about defending Britney's honor. I mean, just because she's like, I took him from being a little baby buster all the way to, well, whatever the hell he thinks he is now. Like, I think she's a little mad that he gained popularity and such a poppin' part of the show she was like fizzled out.
I think all of them are angry about that, to be honest, because
they tried to make Fitch not happen.
Yeah, in the reunion show, they're like, everyone's laughing at you, not with you, James. And like, he just doesn't care. He's like, everyone's there to see me. They love me.
Yeah,
I'm the star. Yeah.
Everyone wants to be James Kennedy. It's great what he speaks off at the end. Wait, what does he say? He's like, at the very end, you want to fuck with me? He's like, I'm James Kennedy. Nobody can replace James Kennedy, baby. I'm the star. And that whore can go fuck herself. I'm like,
yeah.
I love it when he has like a healthy ego.
So then they flash to Lisa and she's like, you know, walking around Pride, just like floating around, just kind of like gay icon that she is. You know, everyone's just like, Lisa.
She's got the hat so that people can't like lean in and kiss her, as she stated before, which I like that concept.
She's taking pics with fans. And like, even the one that they showed is just, you guys, like, when Sarah and I are there and they're filming, like, it is so intense. I can't even believe it. Like, you hear the girl say in the scene, she's like, smile. You know, like, they literally command these people to smile. They command Lisa to smile for their selfie.
Yeah.
You know, and I've seen them like be like, oh, this is a bad angle. Can you move over here? Like, it's a lot.
Oh, God. Yeah. Like at the Housewives event we went to, and I was like getting yelled at. I was doing people a favor by taking their freaking picture. Can you do it this way? No. Over here, over there. And I was like, what the hell? I'm like, doing you a freaking favor. I don't even know you.
Yeah, it's crazy. So we have Lisa meeting Bo. What did you think of that?
I mean, it was kind of a boring scene.
The only thing that was interesting about the scene was seeing Patrick.
Right, was being re-triggered with when he's like, still like to see you go, girl. And it's like, oh, with that creepy look. And
yeah, it's his whole face and his attitude. And
then he calls her girl. Like, he's already offended, like been super offensive by talking about her ass. But then to like call her girl, it's like, ugh, you condescending ass.
Yeah.
So gross. So, I mean, no, it was good. I like that, you know, Bo said what his mom said, like, you can thank Patrick because you look amazing, and you know, compared to,
I like how Lisa was like horrified that it was Dodie that introduced them.
Yeah.
She's like,
I guess she's useful for something.
And then what was Stassi's response? Like, oh, well, she also introduced Katie and Tom.
Yeah.
It's like, well, yeah. I don't know.
TVD on that one.
But I like how, I mean, even Lisa can recognize that, you know, Bo is good for Stassi and that she's, you know, looks like she's happy, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. So then they go over and James and Jax seem to be like totally over and fine with each other. They're kind of kidding around. Brittany comes up. She is actually more confrontational to James than Jax was.
I didn't like that. That actually pissed me off. So they came out, Jax is there, and James, like, they have their little moment, and she's like, is everything okay? And kind of demanded another apology from James, and then really held him to it and was like, well, I hope you don't do that again. That was unnecessary. I didn't deserve that. And it's like, let's hear you, like, really come down on Jax like that. Right. Because
I didn't appreciate that recording that Faith has where you said, you're not attracted to me, you'll never marry me, or have, you know, like,
yeah.
Well, she got over that real quickly.
I mean, she was just able to, like, really hammer him down, which I've seen her do that to Jax a couple times, but she could still do it some more.
So then they go back, and James is, I love what he's saying to Raquel. He's like, Christian's a fucking slut. She's obsessed with me. She stalks me at work.
And he, like, yells at the top of his lung, why is Kristen here?
And then she's like, he's like, and she said, just always talking about how she's paying for everything for Carter. And I'm like, she does.
She must shit talk.
That's her pattern. Yeah, like, I thought that was really interesting. Like, that's fine for him to ask, why is she here? She doesn't work there. But when Kristen was yelling at him or saying to T. Sandy and everything, she's like, why is he here, Tom? Why? He shouldn't be here. Why is he here? It's like, James fucking works there, you dumbass.
Yeah.
Like, why are you here? You don't work here, and Lisa hates you. Like,
that James... was a classic Stassi move right there. I feel like, you know, like, when she would be like, just leave. Leave. Yeah. Get leave. You know, and it's like, hold on a second. Like, don't tell someone when to leave. And I don't know.
And he has the right more than anyone to be there because he's fucking working
and
there.
And also, don't, like, Kristen, don't tell Tom how to feel. Right. You know, like, he can have his opinion. And, like, I hate when it's, like, just so – it's not even high school. It's not even junior high. I don't – like, it's – like, why are you talking to them? Like, get up from that table and sit at our table. Like, yeah. Ew.
Yeah.
That's just gross. Like, everyone can make their own decision about who they talk to, and it's fine.
Yep.
So, Raquel is, like, Raquel wants to be, like, comforted by James in that moment. Jax is looking on, and it's, like, super uncomfortable because he is really enjoying James being accused of something by Raquel.
He's like, it's, like, Groundhog Day for him, but it's, like, he's just happy.
Yeah, he's, like, he's, like, he's like, I was accused of this all the time, and, yeah, it was right. I it was true. So it's like, okay, wow, fiance. So, you know, now suddenly you're this changed person. Yeah. I just, I don't get it.
I love when James goes off and he's like, everyone's obsessed with me. He's like, all these stalkers, all these bitches, they want what I have. They love, what do you say? People love me. They see me with a nice girlfriend, a nice dog, and a nice house. I'm like, I love that he says that. Like, they're jealous of me. They want to be me because I have a nice dog.
His dog is cute.
I know. He's actually probably the cutest dog of all
theirs. I have to say, I also really didn't like how Kristen said to her, I don't know if you're just okay with it.
Yeah. Or if you're aware of it, or if you're just okay with it.
Like, that's like basically to stand up for herself and to stand up for James. They were asking her to just say, yeah, I'm okay with it. I'm okay that he's fucking around on me. Like, that they were leading her to have to say that. And that was really shitty.
Yeah.
Because they're, and then Lala straight up calls her dumb. That was shocking too.
And I love that Raquel, like, yelled back. She's like, I'm not dumb.
And even Sheena was like, dude, don't say that. Sheena jumped in and was like, don't. Hmm. Okay, sorry. I just went out of order. Where are we?
I mean, I kind of want to hear, like, what did Lala's like, yeah, I know about Hope. Like, but what? Did you see something? Or you just, like, suspected? Or you just knew Hope was around? Like, I need people to say exactly what they've seen or know. You know what I mean? Not just allude to it. Like, oh, I bet he hooked up with her. Like, Lala, if you saw something, say exactly what you saw.
Yeah, and I also like that Raquel straight up called her out and said, I thought that you were supposed to, like, support women. You're really not supporting women right now.
Yeah.
And she's like, because you can't be this dumb. Like, youch.
Yeah.
Like, why isn't she allowed to be dumb?
Lala's
like,
so inconsistent with her power the pussy boo. And then she's just so... Yeah.
And then she walks away and she's like, you know what? It's fine. We're fine. Just, you know, like, Lala really walked away and took back her power, even though she just slammed on Raquel, and there was really nothing Raquel could do about it. It was a trip to watch.
Well, but why does she go after her? Like, Raquel did nothing to Lala. So why was she? She's like, I don't, like, what? I talk about you because you're dumb, or because I just didn't understand why Lala was going off on Raquel.
I'm thinking maybe, like, they cut the scene a little bit and Raquel was trying to reason with her and say, like, why are you with this idiot? Mm-hmm. Which, you know, like, that's insulting in itself. Like, there's a nicer way to talk to someone about something.
Yeah.
But I also get that it could be frustrating having someone like Raquel standing by him if truly, truly he is just railing through women like they say that he is.
Right.
I don't know. I need receipts, and then I can...
Well, that's my thing. It's like, okay, this Hope girl for 2 years. So you're trying to tell me they've hooked up for 2 years. Why has no one seen them? Like, that would have leaked out in some kind of, like, someone would have posted it. They would have posted a picture of them. Someone, there would have been an internet article. Like, I haven't seen, I don't know, you know, like, I just, like, they meet in an FBI secret location? Like, how is...
Yeah, like, I feel like if we didn't follow their social media and everything, like, maybe I would believe it because we don't know what's going on, but... We pretty much see everything. We see every snap, every story. I don't know. I just...
Yeah. Yeah, so I... Have,
but
yeah.
Maybe there's going to be more proof that comes out and we're going to be, you know, be like, oh, I guess it was true. I don't know.
Well, where are all the other allegations or women? Like, some girl's going to have, like, Ellie had her pictures, you know. I believe that probably happened.
So then they're sitting outside and James is like trying to like vent to T. Sandy and Kristen like loafs up there and she's like, hi. And Tom's like, hi, which I mean, this is an improvement for T. Sandy and Kristen, who are sometimes not even able to speak to each other. And they kind of had this moment of like, hi. But then Kristen ruins it all and is like, why is he here?
He needs to go.
Yeah, he needs to go.
It's like... First of all, they're on the street and it's gay pride. So I think he can be anywhere the fuck he wants to, but he also works here and you don't.
Now, what did it mean when they kept saying, like T. Sandy said, he's triggered? Like, what was he triggered by being accused? Like, being accused triggered him from things in the past? Or, like, if I'm triggered by something, it's that... either I relate to that or I guess I was confused by...
Maybe it's triggered like he's feeling bullied again, like everyone's ganging up
on him. Right, right, right.
And like he's sick of... He's also triggered from before when this happened with Gigi and Ellie. Like it was like another gang mentality.
That makes sense.
Because remember, Kristen was like, we're going to go to his gig. See, again, she goes to his gig like 2 years ago. Like the way she made James stalk Sandoval with her, she did with Carter to James.
Yes. Yeah.
So she
it's true.
Yeah. I mean, I'm glad she's getting the airtime, but I feel like we're just manufacturing problems here to secure that.
So in the midst of this whole like scene that's going on of Kristen trying to get James to leave, James is like hammered. Like it seems like he's actually like slurring.
Yeah.
And he gets up and he's like trying to do the right thing and walk away from the situation. But as he is, he's like, Lala, remember us. Like he like kind of pleads to her. He's like, Lala, like it used to be me and you. Like what happened?
Like earlier I said you're the biggest bitch I've ever met, but now he's like,
but I love you.
You're the only one. I love you. Remember us. Last year, it was just us.
And she kind of softens when he says this. Like, I saw her, like, try. Like,
yeah.
She tried to talk to him for a second, and then he, like, called her, like, a whore or something.
These bitches won't let you in. She's like, well, they have now. So it's kind of like, I get where he's coming from. It's like, oh, so you're going to sell out and just leave me in the dust when I was there.
It has to be really frustrating.
Yeah. You know, that's happened in high school, you know, when you have, like, everyone's mad at, you know, whatever, a friend, and then you stand by that person and then they go and
it's annoying.
So I get it.
So as this is going on, like James kind of like goes away and then he comes back and he's just like in a state of just going on the attack,
belligerence.
but I felt like in this scene I felt like Katie was really fucking with him. I felt like they were in the group. It's kind of like,
well, they were all, they're like, go, you don't belong here. Why are you here? Leave, go. So it's like having everyone tell you, go, go. And then they're like, you're a mess. And then she's like, what are you even wearing? What's up with your pants? Like, I think it was just, that was like the final nail.
And it was like in that moment when like a bully says something about your outfit and like you're hammered and you like look down and you're like, oh fuck, maybe they're kind of right. And they're like, well, fuck you. Yeah. You know, like it was, cause it was like slow motion. He like checked his shorts and then he looked at her and you could tell he just saw fire and he was just like,
yeah,
really, Katie, like you have any room to speak to anything.
Yeah.
And he spouted off to her, but it's not like she remained respectful and said nothing. Like she just pointed something out. And to be fair, let's think of last episode. Didn't Stassi just at the bar call him like a little girl? Yeah. Like couldn't that be offensive? Like she's calling, like comparing him to a little girl, like a little, like, which is basically calling him like a little fairy, which is
a little bitch.
Or, yeah. It's not cool. I'm just saying, like, everyone can, like, name call, but as soon as James does anything back, it's like, oh, well, I guess we're going back to that now, James, aren't we? Like, how dare you shame me? And it's like, well, dude.
Yeah.
Like, it's like backing a dog into a corner and it bites you.
Yeah, or it's like that scorpion turtle story. It's like, well, of course, you know, you're going to press on him, he's gonna press back.
Yeah, it's like if my little,
I'm not condoning it, but
if my four-year-old was like, you know, touching a dog and pulling on its ear and it bit her, I'd be like, well, you know, you chose to do that.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't make it right by any stretch, and I hate when he does that because it makes me not want to support him, but you know, at the same time, like, it's just, you know, Jax can get away with all of it, but James can't. Oh, you forgot to mention, I was like typing and Holly like bursts out into like the biggest cackle of her life. And I was like, what? I must have missed it. She's like, he just smelled his pits.
Oh, so like this whole like fight is unfolding and like Jax is just like being all uncomfortable and creepy how he is, like not doing his job bartending. Like no one was back there. Why the fuck was he working?
Yeah.
And he looks down at his pits and he's like sweating through his little pink shirt. So he like looks at each armpit and then he like sniffs it.
Yeah. So gross.
Yeah, it was gross.
Oh, on camera.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was it. I mean, next week we're going to see Katie give Lisa an ultimatum, basically, like, I'm not going to work in this environment. But we see, like, he's still working there because he worked that event last night, the charity event.
Yeah. I just, I don't know. I'm not going to say anything more about it, but
You're very triggered today with Katie.
Yeah.
From that podcast.
Yes. And yeah. I don't feel bad that she got called out. And, you know, and this is coming from someone who would be called out by James. I'm not perfectly skinny. And he 100% would say that I am overweight. So I am triggered by that. I get that. But I also feel like Katie keeps on leaning into that dialogue for herself. Katie is beautiful. She should not feel anything about that comment. It's like, that's like calling,
I mean, she's like, I'm never gonna look like Ariana or Lala. It's like, yeah, you have a different body type build, but you look fantastic. So
yeah,
there is no issue.
Yeah, so it's almost like when Gigi Hadid or something says like she's bullied or something, you know, it's like, maybe you were, like, maybe that was your experience and that's great, but you're beautiful. Same with Katie. Katie, you're beautiful. We've seen you in person. And not saying that she's not going through her own journey with her body or whatever, but I just, in the past, I have felt bad for her and been like, oh my God, that's devastating what James just said. Mm-hmm. This, I just felt like she was not completely blameless in this. Mm-hmm. And I just don't think that it's right to like fully be going to for an ultimatum to get James out of there for that comment. I don't know.
Yeah. No, they all have a pact. It's very clear.
Yeah.
They're all going to pursue their angles. And it's really more about, they just don't want, they want him off the show. They want him out irrelevant. They just want it about them.
Yes.
Like they did with Sheena season one. They're like, it should just be about us.
And it looks
Why is she here? It's like, she's the reason for the show, transition.
Yeah. And it looks like next episode, we got Sheena getting attacked too.
Yeah, or excluded.
Yeah, excluded. Yeah, then attacked for how, you know, she has maintained her friendships and how she's fake or whatever they're calling her at the moment.
I just don't see her as being like a fake friend to like Ariana or how she was a friend to Lala. In fact, like I would rather be her friend than Stassi's friend because I see how like Stassi just drops people. Like she dropped Rachel. Like she was attached at the hip when Stassi needed Rachel and then just basically dumped her. You know, even we saw Rachel's social media. She's like, oh, she doesn't answer my texts anymore. You know, or like when Stassi did that to Katie, or like when she needs you, she needs you. And then when she's busy or has a boyfriend, like she just drops you. Whereas I don't feel like Sheena does. So is Sheena fake sometimes? Probably. But what?
See, but I don't see Sheena ever being a friend. I just see her being this consistently
about herself.
Sheena.
Yeah.
Which, so that doesn't change, which is comforting.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't, and I'm not saying that in a bad way at all. I'm just saying that.
She's kind of like, oh, you know.
I don't know if Sheena is capable of being the type of friend that these people need. Let's put it that way. I don't know.
High maintenance.
Because she has a ton, she knows everyone. She's one of those people right. who knows everyone, which is, you have to have that in Hollywood. And I think that's why she's like really sets herself like apart in that way.
The fun girl where she can make these connections, yes. but not.
But Katie and Stassi sit on the bus and don't make friends with people.
Right. And then they have very high maintenance.
Yes.
What you need to do to be our friend. You need to do all of these things.
And I don't think it's in her personality to just be friends with a small group of people. It's just not like
she said that when Stassi came back. She's like, well, that's why you don't have very many friends.
Yeah. I think
it's just different styles.
Both of them are great friendship styles. You know, like it's.
I mean, that's. There's those two different people in the world. Like
yeah.
you either are, you have your best friend or a small group, or you're the social butterfly that knows 100 people. Like you have 5,000 Facebook friends.
Exactly.
You know, versus 200.
Yeah. And there's like, no one can say that one is better than the other. There's just different. And
yeah. Just what works for you.
Yeah.
So I don't think, yeah, I definitely don't think she's a bad friend. Is she a different style than the Witches of WeHo? Yeah. But I've never seen her do something bad to a friend.
Right.
Or even have them reference anything.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to hear that whole conversation when her and Stassi are talking.
Yeah.
So that's it. All I have.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it for me too. So I guess next week the episode's on Sunday, which is interesting. So Sarah and I will have to see what our schedule is, if we're going to release the episode on Sunday or Monday.
Probably Monday, because I'm going to be gone until Sunday night.
Oh, okay. So probably Monday night, guys. And that's it.
Cool.
So talk to you guys later.
Bye.
Bye.